Continues the Gemara Daf Tesvov Amud Beis Tnan Hosom. Tnan Hosom in the middle of the Amud, around ten lines from the bottom, below the middle of the Amud. Rashi Vadi brings over here the reason why we bring this Mishnah in Tomid is just like we just finished saying the last sugya, and Betzim it doesn't belong in the whole Masechta Zog Rashi. That Meseches Tomid, this belongs in Tomid. It is Meseches Tomid. V'loishayich lemikve beGemara de Yuma. Doesn't belong in Yuma. Elo mishum de Ma'iri leEl b'Shinu kai Gavni. We found a similar Shinu in the last Gemara, where the Gemara says Man Tana. Who's the Tana of? Oh, we had a stira before between the Mesechta, the Sugi in Yuma, and the Sugi in Tomid. So he said, who is Stoma of Tomid? We said the Pshimon HaMitzvah, then we said Stom of Yuma is the Pshimon HaMitzvah. So similarly, we find over here a stira, seemingly, between two Mesechtas, between Tomid and Midas. So we say Man Tana. That's the whole connection. Zog the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Tanan Hosom. This is a Mishnah in Tomid. Omalem HaMemuna, the Memuna said as follows. The Skana Koinim said, Tzuve v'yu tle milishkas beis atloyim. Bring a tle from the lishkas beis atloyim. Now, where was the Lishkas Beis Atloim? Zog the Gemara about the Lishkas Atloim, how is it been mikzoyat, tzvoin is ma'rovis. The Lishkas Atloim, the chamber where they kept the Tloim, they kept the Korbonus, is in Lishkas Atloim, and the Gemara calls it in mikzoyat, tzvoin is ma'rovis. Here's a very simple picture. There was a Beis HaMoiket. Beis HaMoiket is where they had fire being burnt, but the Kahanim would walk Yechefim. So it shouldn't be cold. A little across from the Mizbeach, but more towards the Ma'ariv. It's on the Tzofen side, but a little more towards the Ma'ariv. But across from the Mizbeach was the Beis HaMoiket. The Beis HaMoiket had four corners. These all had a lishka within a lishka. That means it was a big lishka Beis HaMoiket, and there were four corners. So the Gemara is saying that Tzfoin is Ma'arov is stating the Mishnah in Tomid state that Tzfoin is Ma'arov is this corner was lishka Satloim. Go bring me. The Tzkan told him, bring a carbon from the Lishkas Atloim. Zog the Gemara, Tnan Hosom. Omlam Muna Tzuve, Viyutli, Melishkas Beis Atloim, Balo Lishkas Atloim, Moise, Bim Gitzoy, Tzvonis Merovis. It was in the corner of Tzof and Ma'ariv. Now, this Lishka, if you see, is partially out of the Kodesh, partially in the Kodesh. It's not totally in the Kodesh. He partially sticks out. There's a reason why he partially stuck out. But the point is, it was in the Chelik, according to this Mishnah and Tomid, in the Tzof and Ma'ariv side, is sticking out. Zog the Gemara. So tzuve viut liam lishkas beis atloim alo lishkas atloim moisib miktzoy tzvonis ma'rovis. Va'ar ba lishkas hoishom do four lishkas in that beis ha'moiket. Achas lishkas atloim, like we just said, in the tzvonis ma'rovis corner. Va'achas lishkas achos mois. The chos mois, like we had in the sugi in Shkolim, where you need to get a stamp where in order to pick up the shemen and the nesochim, the yenois. It says exactly what kind of carbon you had. Va'achas lishkas beis ha'moiket. Now, seemingly, there was another Beis HaMoiket within the Beis HaMoiket. The Beis HaMoiket, the Ritva explains, there were two Beis HaMoikets. There was a big Beis HaMoiket for the Kahanim to walk Yechefim, because they were Yechefim to warm up. And it was a Beis HaMoiket to make sure that the Eish HaMaroch, the Mizbeach, should never get extinguished. You always have Eish to take from there. A few reasons why there was another Beis HaMoiket, even for Tznuim, but there was a smaller Beis HaMoiket too. So that's the third. The Achas Lishka she'oisim b'lechem aponim, and it was another lishka where they made lechem aponim. Now the lechem aponim was in the kodesh part because that goes for kodesh, so it was in the kodesh part. Zog the Gemara, ureminu, and I'll ask you a stira. So that's a Mishnah in Tomid. In Midas state, arba lishkas hoy lebeis hamoiked. There were four lishkas taka in this beis hamoiked, four corners. Kektuniyoy sapsuchas the traklin, like a small a hallway that opens to a larger area. The traklin was the large Beis HaMoiket, and four corners. Shtayim b'kodesh, like we said, two of them are towards the kodesh, that means not outside, sticking out of the tzofen. V'shtayim b'choil, and two of them are in the choil. There's big nafkamis if it's a choil in the kodesh. Obviously, you're not allowed to eat basar kotchim over there. You're not allowed to take basar out over there. It's called it's yitzia. Tomei is allowed to be over there. It's not kodesh. You're allowed to sit over there in Yeshiva Bazar. It's choil, so you're allowed to sit there. And that's one of the reasons why the Rishonim explained why the chos mois was in one of those chambers, dafka b'choil, since you had to sit there the whole day and sell and give out those chos mois. Well, you got to sit the whole day. You're going to be very hard to stand. So you yoshev. So ain't yeshiva ba'zoha, so it's dafka b'choil. So v'achas, oh, v'achas so, ablish so, mizu kines, psuch, one second, uleminu estir and midas, ablish so, yibayis ha'moyka kituni, sa psuch, letrak, and shtayim b'kodesh, shtayim b'choil. V'roshe paspesin, mavdilin ben kodesh l'choil. The v'roshe paspesin, so it's not like they're showing exactly what it was. Was it stone? Was it wood? But the point is, there were little twigs that were sticking out to be mavdil. After all, if you want to make sure people don't go from the chol to the kodesh in this lishka itself that's sticking out, you have to have a separation, a border. So they put little twigs sticking out from the floor pashtas, and that would be considered a separation. Now, the mere fact that you had these roshei paspesin, Tos Yontif says, it had to be that they themselves were in the chol part. Because if they were in the kodesh, loisita ba'asheira, you're not allowed to plant anything in the kodesh. So it's considered a netiyah. So it had to be in the choil. In the choil, meaning right on the border, that's in the choil, but there's a border. But is the choil millimeter or is the kodesh one? So it was in the choil part. So v'rosh b'shpas b'sin mavdilim ben kodesh l'choil. Oh, umaho yom esham shoy. So now this Mishnah Midas is going to say, unlike the Mishnah Tomid, is going to say a different place where the base, where the lishkas atloim was. Umayim esham shoy. Marov is droimis. Marov dorim is this side. Marov is droimis means the one that's in the inside. Not like we said before, Sof and Marov, like the Mishnah in Tomid. But Marov is droimis is where the Tloim were. So it seems like a contradiction. So stira. Zog di moro mayim esham shoyis. Marov is droimis hi hoi so lishkas tlei korban. That was the lishka of the tlei korban. Now again, there's a reason why it should be in choil. Because after all, the karbonis have glolim, so maybe it shouldn't be in kodesh. That's maybe the reason why the Mishnah in Tomit says so. But even I think the Goyin in Tomit says that even in the other tzad, it might have been open pesuach l'choil, so it has a din choil. So on the one hand, you want it in kodesh because it's used for kodesh, like we said by the lechem aponim. Lechem aponim was in kodesh because it's used for kodesh, and the tloim were used for kodesh. On the other hand, it's matal glolim, so. Either it was takin choil or was pesuach l'choil. There is a different stodim, but it continues. So that's meanwhile the stira. Zok the mishnah, the gemara vayte after zayin. Droim is mazroch, mizroch is dorim mizroch means this side. This dorim mizroch in this corner, again in the inside. Droim is mizroch is he lishke shei oisim alechem upon him. Like we said, lechem upon him is for kodesh, so it was taka inside. Mizroch is tzvoin is mizroch tzofen is this corner outside again, the top right. Mizroch is tzvoin is. The Beis Chashmonoi, they were goiners, the Avnim Mizbeach, that the Yevonim, Sheshoktsu Malchei Oib D'Gechovim. There's different Gersois. The original Gersois before the censor was Yevonim. They took it out because they didn't want maybe they should see that the Yevonim, but they were Shoktsu. That means they used it for Avnim Zorah. But Lamai says Avnim Mizbeach. So you can't just be Ma'abed it. So they had to be goiners it. Now it doesn't mean they were goiners all of it over the air because it's 32 Amos. Pshat is as a simon, as a zecha, as a nes. They were going to part over there. Sheshok to malchi of the chovim tzvanis magovis. Now again, tzvanis magovis is outside in choil, so it's very good because it's taka shok to. So you want it out. Sheshok to malchi of the chovim tzvanis magovis. I'm sorry. Mizroch is tzvanis. Bogonzu beis chashmonoi avnim mizbeach. Sheshok to malchi of the chovim tzvanis magovis. Now tzvanis magovis. Is this corner which in the Mishnah in Talmud we said it was Lishkas Atloim, but now we said Lishkas Atloim is in Ma'ariv Dorim. So what's Taka according to the Mishnah in Midas in Sofen Ma'ariv in the corner on the outside, the left corner? Zog the Gemara Tzvoinis Ma'arovis Boyod in the Beis Atfila. Over there again, they went in Beis Atfila. Again, it makes sense why it's in Choil because even if they were Toivel the Mechusar of Shemesh, so Lamai said they were Yod in the Beis Atfila over there. The Mechilas went down to the Beis Atfila. Now, Tosis points out that it doesn't mean there was only one function, even in the different Mishnayos. We're asking a stira in Lishkas Atloim. But there are other things that seem to overlap. Zok Tosis in the end of the Bamaskal Droimis, that he has a kasha over here, it says, Gonzu Beis Chashmanoi, and Lamaisi Yoda Beis Atfilo, Yesh Loima, Tuve Ika Lishkois, Umine Kalim, Shemisham Shem Shnaim, Shloisha Dvorim, it's not a stira. You could have two different functions in one Lishka. We're asking a stira, was it Lishka Tzvonis Marovis, or was it Marovis Droimis? That's a stira in Mishnah, in Tomid, and Midas. But in the etzim fact that you have two functions taking place, you can have Chosomis, and you can have Avnei Mizbeach in the same Lishka. That's not a stira. Because Taka both were in the same place, One is for Chaisamis, and also Avnim is Be'ach. Zog the Gemara. So Akoponim, we have a stira. What? Where were the Lishkas Atloyim? Zog the Gemara. Omar Avhuna, and this way it comes in. Man Tana Midos. Who is the Tana of Midos? Meaning, the first Mishnah we had was Tomit that we brought. And over there it says, it's in the corner of what's it called? Of Tzof and Meirev. And the Mishnah in Midas says that it's in the corner of Meirev Doroim. So Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Huna, Man Tonem Midas, who's the one that learns Midas? That it's in Meirev Doroim. The Tloim, Rabbi Lozer ben Yankov, and that's how it comes in. Just like we said, Rabbi Shimon is mitzvah. We says Rabbi Lozer ben Yankov is midas. The Tanan, how do we see that Rabbi Lozer ben Yankov is stam midas? Ezra's noshim oyse oich meir shloishim v'chomish al goichav meir shloishim v'chomish. The Ezra's noshim was a perfect square. It was 135, like in this picture. Ezra's noshim 135 on 135. Before you go into the Shah Nikna, it's Ezra's noshim. So this was 135 by 135. So Ezra's noshim oyse. The Ezra's Noshim also had four large chambers. Not in the Lishkas Beis HaMoked, like we just said, the four small chambers, but there were four corners in the Ezra's Noshim that had chambers. What were those Lishkas? Dorei Mizrach
means this corner, in the Dorei Mizrach side. So Dorei Mizrach is
that was Lishkas HaNezirim. Sheshom Nezirim Mevashim Mishalmeim. The Nozer Yatsi Mevashel his Korban Shlomim. Now really, the Korban Shlomim you can Mevashel anywhere in Yerushalayim. But Lamai said the Nezirim came from all over. Explained to Mefarshim, not all of them had an abode in Yerushalayim, a place to be. So they had the Lishka, a chamber for them. Sheshom Nezirim Mevashim Mishalmeim. Umegalchin Saron, they shaved the hair. Umeshalchin Tachas Adoid. And where did they place the hair? Tachas Adoid under the cooking of what? Of the Korban Shlomim. So that was, in case they didn't have a home, they could have done a home, but they did it over there. That's this corner. Mizrach is Tzvoinis. Mizrach Tzofen is this corner. Mizrach is Tzvoinis. What did you say? Who is Mechuz Kippurim? A lot of come over here. Zog the Gemara. Mizrach is Tzvoinis. He also Lishkas Diro Eitzim. Now, Dira Eitzim means where you kept all the wood. Now, it doesn't mean all the wood, it means the wood for that day. For that day's Korbanos. Zogt Gemara, Shehoysa Lishkas Dira Eitzim, Sheshom Kahanim Balim Mumin. Now, a regular Balim Mumin cannot do Avoida. But separating the Eitzim and taking out the rotten, spoiled ones, which might be wormy. So over there, Kahanim Balim Mumin did that, not semi Avoida, it wasn't Avoida. So your Balim Mumin can do it. But you need someone to do it. So Shom Kahani Balamumin Oimdu Maslin Be'etzim. You were Maslia the Eitzim. He separated the ones that were rotten. It's called Eitzim by Talaz Possel. An Eitz that has a worm is Possel. Now the Meiri says that the Psul in the Eitz that has a Talaz is not a Psul in the Eitz. It's a Psul because he not be makriv a living creature, a worm, on a Mizbeach. If you're going to take an Eitz which has a worm on it, it's a Akrov of a Talaz. So Melo, that's also to be makriv on a Mizbeach. That's how the Meiri learns. Others learn, what did you say? Dead might be al starfus, al shekets. But alive is poshet al. You're not allowed to bring something alive. It's too nekudas. You're not allowed to be making something alive, and you're not allowed to bring a shekets treif. Dead too. So he's learning that it's a chison and a telash, boy. You're not allowed to be makivit, even seemingly a dead one. You're not allowed to be makivit. You have to be makivit carbon, that's an animal that says shachud, not a telash. But then there's a mitzad de etzim being alive also. But the point is, it's chison mitzad de telash. However, others learn, other mefarshim learn, no. The psul is in the eitz itself. There's a chison in the eitz. An eitz which has a telash, it's mitulash, it's like a mum. You're not allowed to be makivit about mum. And it'll be a big nafkamina. If someone is makdish an eitz that's metulas, so if it's a chisorin in mum, you're loike because you're being makdish balimumin. You're not being makdish balimum. You're not being makdish eitzim. You're being makdish balimum. Now that also is questionable because what's called bringing the eitz? If you're being makriv an eitz, so that's like a hakrova. So maybe just using the eitz for the atzim aroch is not called a hakrova. Hakrova means a makriv a carbon.
You could be makiv an eitz. I mean, makiv an eitz. That's my carbon. But if it's just atzim arochem, maybe that's not called the ma'isa akrova, but it's called makiv amu makaponim. Those are the two tzadim. What is the chisaron in the telas? Is the chisaron in the telas? Or it's a chisaron in the eitz, and it will be considered like a makir b'amum. Questions: how vite? Is it a hakrova of an eitz? Maybe only when you makir it, or even etzim using atzim arocha is called being makir b'amum. But nafkamina is for malchus.
Why don't you take out the worm inside?
If yeah, that was his job. His job was to remove the worm. Dafka from yaveshim, not by lachim, because lachim you can't remove. But upon him, that was his job, taka, to remove it. Because without the worm, it's not a mum in the eitz anymore. Just because it's a hole, that's not a mum. By a person, it's a mum. But I'm talking about by the eitz, the mum is the telas in it. Zog di gemara, shekol eitz, sheyesh betelas, posel gam mizbeach. Tzvoin is marovis, sofen ma'ariv means this corner. Tzvoin is marovis, what was that? He ois the lishkas ha-metzeroin. That was the lishka of the metzeroin. The metzeroin, they had to go put their hand in Shanikna, right? Behind us. That was taken before. Lishkas of metzeroin, before they entered, that's where they were. Marov is droim is, oh, there's one more corner that we didn't mention. Marov dorim is this corner. So now comes along, Rebbe Loza ben Yankov, Omer Loza ben Yankov, shochachti mahoiso, mishameshes. I forgot what it's for. So first of all, we see over here, lo oilom, yilmad, odom, l'shoin, eloim, any idea. Rebbe Loza ben Yankov says, ich weiß nicht. Forgot, I don't know. But like upon him, what do we see? Rebbe Loza ben Yankov is the stam tana of what? Of Meseches Midas. Because this is Meseches Midas, and Rebbe Loza ben Yankov is the one that says Shachachti. And on that Abishol, not the stam tana, says, Abishol, oime boy, noisin yain v'shemen. I know what that lishka was used for. Marov's dromis was for yain and the shemen. Remember, they picked up the tickets to pick up the yain and the shemen. This way you picked them up. You got the chesomis over here, in the small lishka by the Beis HaMoiket, and you picked up the Ashbel Shmonim, and Yain is called Lishka Shmonim, but you picked up the Yain and the Shemen. Zog Demog HaBashol Oimer, Boi Noisin Yain and the Shemen, Vi Oisin Nikras Lishkas Beis Shmanayo. It was called Lishkas Beis HaShemen.
How did you go out to get the Shemen? You're going in, all the way in, to go outside. Where is he giving back the Shemen and the Sochen? Inside, no?
You're asking, why is he walking backwards? I hear. I hear. You have a good aura. But that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. This needed a much bigger one, apparently. You have to store oil or store tickets. Store tickets. You can have a small little leshka. Oil, you need a lot. And yain and shemen. A lot, very lot.
You don't know
very
how to
large.
Go there.
What?
You're not allowed to go there.
Why not? Depends where it is. What do you mean?
In that leshka, that's very.
As a kahanim, I have to see exactly where it is.
The right way Yisrael can go, and that's why the mizbeach. That's mizbeach, and that's why the chosmis was on the outside.
The chosmis was to separate. Where was the
chosmis over there? So you had to go all the way back around to come back out.
I think the chosmis were in the outside. Yeah. So then it answered your kash also. The chosmis was on the outside corner. And that's what we said. We explained. Tosi said that you can have the choismas and Avnei Mizbeach in the same place, not a stira. It's stuck in the outside. So Loilim, you never maybe came in. Yisrael can go and also you didn't come in. You came from the outside. Maybe then you went in.
Well, went all around.
He took the scenic view. Yeah. In the Chanami. Zog di Gemara. Omer Leben Yankov Shachachti Ma'ose Mishamesh Abashol Loim Aboy Noise Rishayim Deshemen Vioise Nikod Lish Beis Shmanayo. So Kaponim, we see over here clearly. Rabbi Loza Ben Yankov is a stam mishnah in. In what's it called? In Midas. That was a stam mishnah in Midas. Oh, now the Gemara is bringing a raya that Rabbi Loza ben Yankov is a stam mishnah in Midas. Zok the Gemara gevaldige raya. Hochanam is Tavra. Rabbi Loza ben Yankov is a stam mishnah in Midas. Midas. We had a stira in Midas. We started off with the Lishkas Atloim in Tomid. We went to Lishkas Atloim in Midas. And then we continued Mishkas in Sugis in Midas. The Tanan. Lishkas Hoi B'dal Mektaseh is all Midas. Perek Beis Mishnei. Now we're being a raya of Lozim Yankov is Midas. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Kol HaKsolim. All the Ksolim, that means all the walls. Shehoi Yisham Hoi Yigvoyin. All the walls had entrances, right? But the walls had an entrance. The entrance was 20 amas tall. But the wall itself can continue above the 20. Some say it continued even 100 amas. Gigantic. Very, very tall. So kol haksolim shayisham hoyegvoyin. All the ksolim that you had, the koisel for the entering the Ezes Noshim, the Shah Niknar, the all these different places, even the Shah Mizrach. And Shah Mizrach is different, but let's see. So Kol Aksom, Shaisham, Hoya Gvoin, they're very tall. Chutz mi Koisel Mizrachi. Oh, except for the first Koisel. Let's go back to the coin that's Oymed and Hara Moshcha. The coin that's doing the Avoidus Pogah Aduma, he has to be Mazik Kenegad Ulam. So if he's Mazik Kenegad Ulam, not just his Mazik Kenegad Ulam, he has to see the Pesach HaEichol. Now, if all the Ksalim were very tall, they could be very tall, I can look right from Hara Moshcha and look straight through all the Psochim, except for the first one. The Koisel of the Choymes Harabayis, before the Chel, that outside wall, the 20 amas was stuck at the height of the entrance, but the wall, the stone, did not continue. Because if the stone continued, then the kohen would not be able to look over the wall. Because looking inside the Pesach, we'll see the chesmen, it doesn't make the cut in order to see the heichel. You miss it by a half amma. You're able to see through one Pesach, through the next Pesach, straight through the bottom, because it's elevated. It's a harabayis. So standing on Hara Moshcha, it's a mikdash, the heichel is elevated. I'm able to see through all the Pesachim, straight through the heichel itself, the floor of the heichel and the Pesach of the heichel. But that's only if I look above the wall of the Shara Mizrach, of the Chaymes Harabayis. But if I look in it, it's not going to make the cut. We'll make that chesmah right now. And that's only according to Loz Ben Yankov and not according to Rabbonon. So when we're saying that all the walls were elevated except for the first one, the Loz Ben Yankov says so, that's very good, because the Loz Ben Yankov Shittatak is that a chesmah stims only in a way that he's looking over it. Zokim Ode Tanan, he's mazed adam. He has to look. V'tnan kol apsochim shayishom gvoyin esrim amos. There were 20 amos tall. V'roich and the width was esrim amos. V'tnan, and we learned as follows. One after another. Lifnimi menu, in front of the chaymes harabais was a soyrik. Soyrik is a wooden like fence, a little smaller fence. And that was in order to separate the simen that a nokri tmei meis cannot enter. This is before the chel, the soyrik. Zog the mogah v'tanan lefnimi menu. After the soyrik was a chel. Now the chel was es amis. It was 10 amis in length. V'shteimis chemailos hoyishom. There were 12 steps. Now there were 12 steps. Every step is the height of roim mailo chatziyama v'shilcha chatziyama. A step has a mal and a shilcha. Mal means the elevation. And a shilcha means where you put your foot, the step, the thread it's called, right? So up and sideways. Chatziyama, and going chatziyama like this, but chatziyama up, and a chatziyama like this, that means the height of 12 steps, chatzi, chatzi, going up, is 6 amas. Because 12 chatzi amas in height is 6 amas high. So meanwhile, it's elevated 6 amas. The reason why I had the steps, because it was elevated, it was a mountain, it was a har. So how do you walk up the steps? You build staircase. So there were 12 staircases to go up the hill. Zog the Mogav Shtemish Ramad, so Yishom, which is 6 Amos elevated, Roy Maile, Chatzi Amos, Vishil Chatzi Amos, and then after that, Tezvov Mailas, Oilas, Mitoicha Yodas, Mi Ezris Yisrael, Ezris Noshim, there were 15 Mailas, another elevation, after you come into the Chel, you go into the Ezris Noshim, but then, before you go to Ezris Yisrael, there were 15 Mailas, another 15 steps. Now, 15 steps means 7.5 Amos elevated. 15 divided by 2, because every step is only a half amma tall. Roy Maila, Chatzi amma, the height was a half amma, Vishilcha, and the place where you step was Chatzi amma. Vitnan, so meanwhile we're holding 7.5 plus 6, it's 13.5 elevated. Vitnan, Ben Ulam Lemizbeach, after you go into the Chil, you come to the Ezra Yisrael, I'm sorry, after you come into the Ezra Noshim, you go to Ezra Yisrael, and then before you go to the Ezra Kahanim, so there was the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, there was 22 amas in width, in how deep it went in. Chobez amma, but there was steps there too. There were 12 miles, 12 steps. So 12 steps means 6 amas. Ru mile chatzi amma, v'shil chatzi amma. Again, 6 amas elevated. So 6 plus 13.5 is 19.5, meanwhile elevated. So 19.5, I can look in through the Pesach of the first koisel of the Chomis Abayis and look straight through the top, I'm standing on Hara Moshcha, not a Zesim. And I look at the top of that entrance, and I look straight through, it's elevated 19.5. I see the Pesach Eichel, because the opening of that one is 20. I don't see the top, I see all the way to the bottom, the floor, because it's directly diagonal. Vitnan, but Rabbi Loza Ben Yankov says, no, there was another Amma elevated. Vitnan, Rabbi Loza Ben Yankov, Oymer, Milo, it's a Shom, there was another Milo. Vigvoya Amma was one Amma tall. Why was that Milo there? That Milo was
There was another mile in the beginning of the Ezes Yisrael, before the Ezes Kahanim, where the Levim stood and sang the Shira. Oh, Reb Eli, you're a Levi. That's where you stood. That itself had a step of 3 miles. That really means another 1.5 amma, besides the mile of 1 amma. So there's a machlokes over here. Does that mean that those 3 steps went up and went down again? So they're not part of the equation. But the etzem mile was part of the equation. The etzem step, 1 step was part of the equation. And that was 1 amma tall. So the gvoya amma, so that for sure makes it 20 and a half, makes it above the cut. So you can't see in, you have to look above the first wall. And that first wall wasn't tall. But others say that it was taka 2.5 more. It was the Shalosh Miles is 1.5 plus the 1. And it didn't go back down. But the point is, it was definitely higher. Nosle Shalosh Miles Shal Chati Amo. And it ended up being, so my colleague is Tois Rid and Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, often art over here says, Lamandu Rablozim in Yankov was Moisif 2.5 Amo. That means he counts that 3 steps as another 1.5. Others say, Tois Rid says it went back down. But upon him, it's for sure 1 more. So, if you say the Mishnah is Rablozim in Yankov, so I understand why you had to say that the first wall was not so tall. Handi Ixilei Pischa, and he had to look above the wall. Can look inside the Pesach. Eliyamad Rabaroni, Hoika Pal de Amso, yet only the calculation is 19.5, so you can look straight through all the Psochim. Hoika Palga de Amso, you still have a 0.5 amma. You look from the beginning on the top and you end up on the bottom by the Echel. Ika Palga de Amso, the Mishazel, Epischa Begave, and Lav Shmami, no, Reloza Ben Yankovi. It's a rise of Reloza Ben Yankov. And Rashi over here says, what do you have to see? You have to see the Pesach Echel. The Pesach, the opening of the Echel. In Harazesim, some don't know where the spot is exactly, but there's a place, it's Be'erch. Either it's where they make the tifl over there, or it's by Shulev's cave. In that area, you can mama see where the Pohadum is going to be. You can see through. Today, it's covered, but you see above the outer wall, and you can mama see through the Pesach Echel. But the point is, Raj says, Pesach Echel. The Biskrov and Seif and Pohadum says, in the Shitz Rambam, that you don't have to see the Pesach Echel. You have to see the Echel itself, not the Dinim Pesach. So Michal Feinstein explains that it's like a 2 Dinim. There's a Maisa Hazor. The Hazor over there, you have to see the Pesach Echel, because your mazik connected the Pesach Echel, you have to see the Pesach. And then there's a din of here to see the Echel itself. The stack not a steel, there's 2 dinim. There's a din Hazor and a din seeing. Bishas the Hazor, you have to see the Pesach Echel, and then add something, you have to also look at the Echel itself. There's a mitzah the Hazor, and mitzah the Riyah itself that you have to see. Balkoponim, this is a riot, Gemara said. This is the Maskonis HaSugya. It comes out, Shema Mino, Midas is Reblozim in Yankov, and that's what we said, that the first Koisel is not tall, the wall itself, so you can look over the wall. Because if it's tall, like the other ones, you can't see anything. Because according to him, you don't have 19 and a half to look straight through, a straight line. But rather it's 20 and a half, or even 21 and a half, 22, whatever. But the point is, so he looked Taka over, and it wasn't tall, that's the Blossom Yankov, so we see because his shita is, that it was Taka, there was another elevation for the Levir to stand. So it had to be that this wall wasn't tall. So Meli can look over it, and not in it, because in it you won't make the cut. Mashekin according to the Rabbanim, the Koisel could have been tall, and you look straight through all the Pesachim below the Koisel. From the first Koisel, from the first Pesach, the Pesach of the Chomes HaArbayis, you look straight from the top of that Pesach into the next Pesach of the Chomes HaZora, before Ezra's Noshim, into the next Pesach of Shaar Niknar, straight into the Pesach of the Ulam, straight into the Pesach of the Hechel. You end up looking in the Pesach of the Hechel, a 0.5 amma off the ground, off the floor, because the straight line from the top of the Chomes HaZora, from the 20 amma mark on the top, right before the 20 amma mark, because that's the height of the Pesach, you look straight through all the 4 psochim until the bottom of the Hechel. Mashen, according to Rabbi Ben Yankov, you had to look above the Pesach, and the wall, the stone couldn't continue of the Chomes HaHarbayis, because if you look in it, you're not going to make it, you're a 0.5 amma below. So Mamela, It wasn't muchach that the Mishnah Midas is Taka Blozim in Yankov. That's the end of this sugya, the first answer of the Gemara.